This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The 2026 draft state budget unveiled during a plenary session of the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on August 15 marks President Prabowo Subianto's first fiscal master plan since his inauguration on October 20 last year. In his State of Nation address, the eighth president stressed that the 2026 state budget will focus on essential public services and people's needs, with emphasis on food and energy security, the economy, and defense. Head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, explained 2026 state budget for the free nutritious meals will be allocated for nutrition interventions and the digitalization of nutrition fulfillment service unit. He said during a visit to Antara Heritage Center in Jakarta on Tuesday, he emphasized 75% of the funds will be used for nutritional meal interventions, including pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, toddlers outside of early childhood education, and students from early childhood education to high school. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Ketika kamu dalam satu cinta yang baru, saja satu ku coba untuk mengenalmu, membaca kamu.
Oh, lamakah kita bertahan? Setiap tingkah ku membuatmu bertanya padaku,
apakah kamu benar-benar sayang aku?
Tentu saja ku benar sayang kamu.
Buktikan, coba buktikan pada
hati ini, cinta ini hanya butuh, hanya ingin dirimu, dirimu selamanya.
Buktikan,
coba buktikan kepadaku.
Dua minggu telah berlalu, masih saja ku tunggu dirimu dari dugaanku. Rasakan burukku, tergagap ku, salahkah aku yang selalu meragukan cintamu?
Lamakah kita bertahan? Setiap tingkah ku membuatmu bertanya padaku,
apakah kamu benar-benar sayang aku?
Tentu saja ku benar sayang kamu.
Buktikanlah, buktikan, coba buktikan pada
hati ini, cinta ini hanya butuh, hanya ingin dirimu, dirimu selamanya.
Buktikanlah, buktikan,
coba buktikan kepadaku. Ku akan membuktikan,
ku akan menyaksikan,
dan hanyalah kepercayaan yang bisa membuat kita bertahan selamanya.
kaulah yang pertama dan engkau yang terakhir selalu.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17th, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu. Walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang kupuja. Tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you. From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bum bum dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bum bum dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, reading becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
Mika Tambayong, it's my time. And indeed, it is my time to read some of your messages, VOI listener. This is from Facebook. We have Michael Cunningham, Independence Day, best wishes from Brisbane, Australia. I'd like to pay tribute to the members of the Waterside Workers Federation and the Seamen's Union, Australian workers who helped the independence struggle by initiating a boycott of Dutch ships in Australian ports. And then we have Silvestro Tanini in Treviso, Italy. Buongiorno da Jakarta, Signor Tanini. Good morning, I'm Silvestro and I'm a shortwave listener living in Treviso, few kilometers far from Venice, Italy. And he hopes that Voice of Indonesia likes to know that VOI has a new listener in Indonesia. While he was spending holidays in Gili Trawangan, he listened to shortwave broadcast on 4755 kilohertz on August 13, 2025. He listened to the program Voice of Indonesia from 2:20 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a program in Indonesian language. The quality of the transmission was good, as comprehensibility in Gili Island Sinpo 45545, and his receiver was a Texon PL880 with its telescopic rod as antenna. If possible, as a radio enthusiast, he would be happy to receive a EQSL card or postcard to confirm this reception report. Well, Signor Tanini, we're looking forward. Hopefully we can send the EQSL card real soon. We'll keep you updated. Well, listener, if you want to interact with us directly, you can reach us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or you can chat us on RRI Digital chat room. You can also chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And we'll be also broadcasting live on Facebook today in about 1.5 hours from now, or 10 a.m. here, Jakarta time, on Facebook, okay? So we'll be interacting directly. You can share your activities today, the weather, any interesting story you can share. And we'll be right back with more interesting programs. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today.
Lakukan selalu setia menjagamu, berbagi kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Setiap waktu wajahmu yang ku selalu baca di langkahku. Lama nanti diriku tempat
kekal abadi selamanya seperti bintang yang sinarnya terangi seluruh ruang di jiwa membawa kedamaian walau badai menghadang. Aku kan selalu setia menjagamu. Berdua kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Rasa yang kau rasakan kan jadi bagian hidupku bersama. Letakkanlah segala lara di pundakku ini. Walau badai menghadang, ingatlah ku kan selalu setia menjagamu. Berdua kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Rasa yang kau rasakan jadi bagian hidupku bersamamu. Letakkanlah segala lara di pundakku ini.
Tak henti membayangkanmu, terganggu oleh cantikmu. 7 hari dalam seminggu hidup penuh warna. Ku selalu mendekatimu memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Hidupku penuh warna. Aku selalu mendekatimu memberi tanda cinta. Engkau wanita tercantikku yang pernah ku temukan. Wajahmu mengalihkan duniaku. Duniaku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is keyword of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Jatuh cinta.
kemana-mana. Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubuy Bulan. This Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubuy Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubuy Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!